Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you see the pictures down in the border area of Texas of the surging thousands of people coming over? Only one network showed them, Fox News. The others somehow missed this story of thousands and thousands and thousands of people crossing over to the United States in one day. They somehow didn't cover it. Now, that's impossible if you were an honest news agency. So you'd have to cover that because it's a huge story and it affects every single American. Okay, but they didn't cover it because they don't want Joe Biden to look bad. And it was just a colossal demonstration of corruption. And I've gone over this with you. You know, you're here because of that, I think. This is an independent news agency at BillO'Reilly.com, the No Spin News. We don't have any ties to anybody. We produce our own news product, and people watch it and listen to it on the radio, thank God. But this border thing is really got a lot of implications for next year, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So there is a move right now led by Congressman Andy Biggs, Republican Arizona, to impeach the head of the Homeland Security Department, Alejandro Mayorkas. So Mr. Mayorkas is hapless, H-A-P-L-E-S-S. He doesn't know what he's doing, and he's an order taker. Okay, so the White House calls him and says, do X, and he does X. He has no policy, he has no power. He's just a person who was put in charge. I'm not going to say by affirmative action or anything like that, but there's no reason for him to be there. He's not protecting anybody. Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Okay, my 19-year-old son in college could protect the homeland better than he could because he has no interest in protecting the homeland. His only interest is protecting Alejandro Mayorkas and following orders from the Biden administration. And the orders are, let him in. Let him in. All right? And so we have approaching 6 million foreign nationals in the country in less than 2 years since Biden's been president. Now, that's the truth. That is the fact. So Congressman Biggs wants to impeach Mayorkas. Why? And he's got 20 other Republicans signed on in the new House. Well, why bother impeaching Mayorkas? Number one, the Senate will never convict him. Impeachment's the same no matter it's a president or it's a department head or it's anybody. You vote in the House, and the House would vote to impeach Mayorkas. Okay? Then it goes over for a trial in the Senate. you need two-thirds of the senators convict. Never happened in a million years. Not the way the Senate's comprised now, with Schumer in charge and the Democrats having the majority. Wouldn't happen. So this is basically a message, impeach Mayorkas. But why? Because he's just a stooge. You know, you want to impeach, you impeach Biden. Biden's policy. I mean, last week when he was in Arizona and the Fox reporter said, are you going to the border? You just, you know, you're less than a 15-minute helicopter ride away. You know, I got more important things to do. Really? So Biden doesn't care. He wants people, and we explained yesterday why. All right, it's the flooding of the zone of people with no ties to traditional America. That's what the progressives want. They want to do away with traditional America. So let's get more people in here, millions of people, who don't have any ties to traditional America. That's what it's all about. Okay. So I think it's foolish for the Republicans to spend currency on Alejandro Mayorkas. Now, scream all day long, sure. Do what I'm doing, talk to people and explain how this is pernicious. It hurts every American. We can't absorb these people. All right, we can't. They are going to be on the government rolls. We taxpayers are going to support them for a period of time. The majority of them, vast majority of them. And then you take into account the huge influx of drugs, fentanyl, killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. Remember, the number is like 110,000, but it's double that. Because a lot of these deaths, it's clouded in 15 different drugs they take, or the coroner doesn't even do an inquest on them. I mean, it's a catastrophe. Does Biden care about illegal narcotics flowing into the United States? He doesn't care at all. That's what's shocking, isn't it? You would think that if you were president, you would care. He doesn't. He doesn't care. And I mean, I know the Biden supporters. Oh, Riley, I can prove it 50 different ways. Okay? So I think that the impeachment card, if you're going to play it, you play it against Biden. You don't play it against the underling, Alejandro. Now, the Biden administration is saying, well, a federal judge throw out Title 42. Title 42 was when the government could turn back immediately any migrant coming across the border illegally because of COVID. He said, look, you know, you might be a danger to spread COVID, so you got to go back. That's Title 42. Federal judge said, you got to knock that out by January. Okay? Now, all Biden had to do was write an executive order. Okay, not countermanding Title 42, but saying something like, we're pausing and suspending, okay, all of our immigration at this juncture, except for the people who have already filed legally, because it's out of control. This is an executive order. Okay, so nobody in for 3 months, arbitrary date. Now, it would immediately be challenged in the courts. I know that. But a president has the power to issue that kind of executive order. No more. You got to stop it. We got to reorganize. We can't be doing this. And then it winds its way into the courts, through the courts. That's how the system works. But I could have done that. But again, he doesn't care. Couldn't care less. The progressives want millions of foreign nationals to come here. And so Biden's doing what they want. Now, that's the memo, by the way. But I got another story attached to it that is just incredible. So Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, now realizes that his state is getting crushed by illegal immigration. Roll the tape.
The fact is, what we've got right now is not working, and it's about to break in a post 42 world unless we take some responsibility and ownership. And I'm saying that as a Democrat. I'm not saying that to point fingers. I'm saying that as a father. I'm saying that as someone that feels responsible for being part of the solution.
What a bunch of crap. I mean, really. So now he knows, because in California, there are more than 3 million undocumented migrants added to 9 million legal immigrants. All right, that makes 12 million foreign nationals, About 30% of the population in California is foreign born. Okay? And many of those people are now on the dole. Okay? California has to pay them. California taxpayers have to pay them. Food and housing and welfare, whatever it may be. So the feds do it, the state does it. But here's news. I want to be part of the solution. As a father, I want to be part of the solution. Okay? So here's Newsom in 2018. Go.
This state has had cities, large and small, traditionally conservative, not just liberal cities, that have embraced the principles of sanctuary policy.
Sanctuary policy. California's a sanctuary state. It doesn't cooperate with the Homeland Security Department on anything. System's about to break. Well, it's your fault, you pinhead. It's your fault.
Oh, the system's going to break. We better find a solution. I want to be part of the solution.
This is, you hear, you see. This is just insane. So it's their policies that have led to this catastrophe, and now they're going to want, I want to be part of the solution. You're getting what you deserve out there in California. And California is our biggest audience for the No Spin News. And so many good people live in California. And I know you're trapped. I know it. You just can't pick up and leave. I know it. You got family ties. You got job ties. You got social ties. A beautiful place to live physically. And I'm not blaming you. But the state, the 40 million people who vote for Gavin Newsom, oh my God. I was bringing a guy, it's an interesting story, named Roger Baker from Austin, Texas. You may remember when I was doing a factor on Fox News that I used a group called Strat4, S-T-R-A-T-F-O-R, for analysis worldwide. Strat4 was bought by RAINE, R-A-N-E, but it's the same crew. And what they do is risk assessment all over the world. Okay, and they study trends and things that are happening, and they come to conclusions. And Strat4 had a pretty good record, so that's why I use them. Now, I haven't been in touch with the company. I am going to go to worldwide.stratford.com. They still use the Stratford moniker in their website. And I'm going to get a subscription because they were good, and I need to stay ahead. So Mr. Baker joins us now from Austin, Texas. Before we get to your 23 predictions, my assessment of the country divided into two tribes, what do you say about it?
When I look at the nation, I look at certainly this concept maybe of tribes, but looking at them as those who view things in a more traditionalist way, those who view things in a more internationalist way. So there's a continentalist tribe, there's an internationalist tribe. And we've watched in this nation as the center of political and economic power, which at one point was concentrated in the interior of the nation, in the Midwest, the traditional spaces. We've watched as the economy has changed over the last several decades, as global trade has rapidly expanded, and as high tech has started to step in, we've watched that political, economic, and social power start sliding back out to the periphery, to the coastal areas. And what I see is a real clash of core identity of what it means to be American. And this is a nation that throughout our history, we've gone through numerous redefinitions of it. America is a very unique nation in that it had the ability to define itself from the start. Many other countries in the world have much longer, deeper histories and ties to their territory. The United States was an experiment, a social experiment, an economic experiment, a political experiment that has proven relatively robust. And so I'm watching those swings back and forth between these kinds of centers of economic and social power, as well as then some of the core philosophies that each one holds on to.
Okay, but let's break it down to the individual. You had a vote in November and the Democratic Party should have been wiped out because the economy under the president is terrible. It's terrible, okay? But it wasn't wiped out because individuals and they have no internationalist ties at all. They don't understand what you just said. And I'm not being arrogant. They just don't. And they never think about it. They don't think about inside out or that we're living in a new globalist world. They don't think about that. What they think about is who's going to do more for me. The mean Republicans who don't want to give me much, or the Democrats are going to give me everything I want. Okay? So I don't care if Joe Biden's destroying the economy per se. I'm going to still vote for the person who's going to give me the most. Surely you know that's in play.
Oh, I think personal self-interest is always what's in play when people are voting. And that's that is the very definition of democracy, right? Democracies think of the individual, think of themselves and what they consider to be in their best interest. If we go with your tribal concept, those who hold a, quote, stake in the economy, their interest is how do I keep that stake strong and how do I make sure that I have that in retention? The other side, how do I make sure that I have my own economic situation secure? But you know, I think both of us recognize that when we talk in these broad sweeps, we end up oversimplifying vast majority of people.
It's called trends. It's called trends. Okay, let's get to 23. So what do you think is the most important thing coming down the road?
So, I mean, if I had to narrow it down to just a single thing, I'm going to stick with your economic discussion here. And I'm going to say that one, we anticipate at least in the first half of the year, a global recession. We think that's going to be hitting across the board. And that has multiple implications and ramifications, both here in the United States and abroad. And in that recessionary period, we're seeing a pushback against global concepts, against global trade, and a return to protectionism. And it's being more accepted around the world, this idea of being protectionist in your economy. So on the one hand, it's a net positive, right? Strengthen your own domestic economy, provide jobs, provide employment, things of that sort. On the other hand, it does start to create fractures and fragmentations in the international system, which down the road may lead to more stress, more strain, economic weakness in certain areas, and that can lead to instability that down the road, America is going to find itself possibly going out and dealing with.
Okay, let's talk about the instability. You've got Putin, and I'm going to report on him in a few minutes, basically upending the whole European theater as far as energy is concerned, as far as war is concerned. And it doesn't look like this man is going to stop unless someone stops him. Right?
Certainly. I think if we look at the war and we look at Ukraine, there's two sort of pressure points going on from coming in from discussions inside the United States and discussions in Western Europe. One is this is the opportunity to finally put an end to Russia's expansionist aggressive behavior, right? This is the moment. The other side argues that pushing too far could potentially trigger a much broader conflict, and a broader conflict that, as the Russians have not so subtly hinted, would bring nuclear weapons back into play. And if we've watched the way in which the United States and the Europeans have assisted the Ukrainians, in many ways they've assisted them to fight a civil war while the Russians are fighting an international war. So there's been some significant constraints on the Ukrainians. Add in the economic pressure from the Europeans blocking Russian energy, the Russian energy coming off the market, increasing prices, adding to the inflationary pressures, particularly in natural gas. But you know, in a year maybe that'll start hitting oil again as well and maybe driving oil prices back up. And we're seeing some strains in that North Atlantic, that Western European and American bloc, where there seems to be a greater effort to try to tell the Ukrainians that maybe we're about where the war should end, and maybe the Ukrainians shouldn't push any further. And I think that's why we're seeing the Ukrainians strike deeper and deeper into Russian territory to demonstrate both their capacity, their recognition that this is the only moment they have to reclaim territory,
and
in many ways to force the West in.
What about Putin himself? Is he safe over there?
Putin, it's questionable how safe he is. I think at the moment he's relatively secure, but clearly the economic interests in Russia are looking and saying, is this path the best for ourselves? Is Putin going to secure our economic interests? I think in the military, there may be some concern over him, and certainly in the intelligence apparatus, although it was the intelligence apparatus that completely flubbed the Ukrainian invasion to begin with.
Right. An
outstanding question would be his health. And while I don't buy a lot of the sort of rumors that are going around about how sick he is, the gentleman is old. And recently he's canceled three or four of his latest public appearances. So there does seem to be some form of stress going on inside the Russian system.
Now, China and India started shooting at each other this week. Xi, now the dictator for life. I don't know if he's a reasonable man. I know Putin's not a reasonable man. Xi's got a lot of problems. He's got a lot of COVID problems. He's got a lot of internal dissent. He's got economic problems. He's got problems with India. He's got problems with the USA. He's got problems with Japan. He's got problems across the board. I see this as possibly in 23 weakening China. Do you concur?
I think that you're right in many ways. China is going to be struggling in this year. They're coming out of COVID in a much less managed pattern than they had sort of wanted. When we talk about the weakness in the United States economy, I think that the Chinese economy is in a much worse position in some ways. The interior of China really just does not have economic and growth prospects. And that's 800, 850 million Chinese people who simply don't have opportunity. And if I'm Xi Jinping, even more than worrying about the Americans on the coast or the Indians on the border, I'm worried about what's going on inside my own population. And so as they open up, I think we're going to see them focusing tremendously on the internal dynamics of how do we manage that social instability? How do we manage society and make sure that these, what appears to be protests that led to an opening of COVID restrictions, don't convince people that the way to change China is to protest.
Yeah, and that's good for the USA. Final question, I made some advice, and it's hard for me to do that. And I said, hang tough if you are one of the tribe that is invested in America. It's going to be rough. I agree with you that 23, economically, I don't know how severe the recession's going to be. I don't think there are going to be mass layoffs in the USA, but there will be some. But people aren't going to prosper because Biden is a befuddled president. He has no problem-solving ability at all. And so we're going to be stuck with him for 2 years. So my advice is to hang with what you have. Don't panic. Don't sell. All of that. Good advice or bad advice?
I mean, I think as we're going through this economic tumult, that's probably the type of advice that one would normally want, right? Hold on and remember that, the latent capacity in the United States is still very, very strong, even if it's going through some significant problems at this moment.
Okay. So if anybody wants to catch on to Rain, the new company, you go to worldview, one word, worldview.stratfor, STRATFOR.com, and check it on out. Now, we really appreciate your time today, sir. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This was dropped on Saturday. You know, holiday shopping, and people don't know. So the first thing that was dropped was that the overwhelming majority of political donations given by Twitter employees. All right, you see the data there, 18, 20, and 22. 96, 98, 99 were given to Democrats. Okay, so That's true. And that means that Twitter, before Musk, was an activist company. They're all the same. Everybody who worked there was the same. And so the activism was on the part of the Democratic Party and the left. You add to that Zuckerberg, who gave $400 million to get Biden elected. Staggering. Just think about $400 million for a moment. One man and his wife gives that money to try to elect a president, and they were successful. $400 million, that's Facebook. So you get Twitter, you get Facebook. You go over to Google, and it's the same thing. All right, overwhelming majority of employees and managers, everybody is left. Now that is that concentrated power is almost impossible for the Republicans to overcome, particularly if people don't know about it. So Musk, what he's done, and boy, they hate him now. The progressive left hates him. He basically came in and he said, look, I'm not running Twitter this way. All right, we're going to have a fair operation. Whether or not that happens, I don't know. But he's now exposing all of the things that he knows, all right, happened under his predecessors. And he's fired, what, 70% of the Twitter staff are gone? So to me, at this point in history, and this could change, Elon Musk is a truth teller. Because none of us knew how bad it was. We knew it was bad. We didn't know how bad. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff on Trump, should you want to read it, about how they tried to ban him on January 6th and what they did or what they didn't do. That's up to you, all right? But it happened. And so the networks don't cover it at all. They just ignore it. And it's just, to me, it's over. The fat lady, can you say fat anymore? The Zoftig lady has sung. Okay, because they can't come back from that. NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, it can't come back. You can't just say, okay, now we're going to be fair. No, you don't cover a story of this magnitude. I'm sitting there going, ah. So the story is only going to get bigger because as soon as the Republicans take over the House in January, the hearings are going to come up. The Twitter hearings are going to come up. The FBI and Twitter. The media and Twitter. And there are people, big, big people, going to be called in under oath in front of the congressional committee. It's Jim Jordan. I mean, that guy gets more cable time than Sean Hannity. Jim Jordan, you know him. And then Comer on the oversight committee. James Comer, who is, he has an article in the Wall Street Journal op-ed today of saying, look, this is what we're going to do. Here's where we're going. Huge stories, enormous stories going to unfold next year. Going to change everything. Okay? So I was on with Clay and Buck on the radio today, and they're arguing about whether Biden's going to run again in 2024. He's not running. And I said, look, even if he wanted to run these hearings in the House, you're going to wipe them out. You're going to wipe Biden out. No way he's going to be able to run. I mean, the January 6th hearings did damage to Donald Trump. They did. They hurt him. Did they take him off the map? No. He's still viable. But the same thing's going to happen to Biden on a double whammy. So this is no way. Okay. NBC News tracks another story. Okay. So when the trade was made, Brittany Griner for the Russian arms dealer, NBC reported that the Biden administration had a choice between Whalen, okay, the ex-Marine Michiganer, was being held on espionage charges in Russia, and Griner. But that wasn't true. So if you read my column, and I hope you do, on BillO'Reilly.com, I explain how that deal went down. The whole deal, how it went down, the inside stuff, okay? So NBC reported, well, Biden could have taken Griner or Whalen and took Griner. It was false, totally false. So they had to retract the very same day. Okay, Washington Post. Now, this is very strange. So the Washington Post has ignored Elon Musk and every other valid news story that makes the Biden administration look bad. But it reports on December 10th, Saturday. Now, when you put something in the Saturday edition, that sends a message it's not as important as Monday through Friday. So they report that the Biden team outside the White House is gearing up to smear, slander, slime the people who are going to investigate the president. And this, according, and this is all according to Washington Post. I was shocked they did this story. This is a lawyer in L.A. named Kevin Morris, who paid Hunter Biden's tax bill, $2 million plus. Okay, Morris paid it. So Morris is the guy who's organizing the hit team to go after Jordan, Comer, or anybody else that is investigating Hunter and Joe Biden. So apparently they're well on down the road of organization. They hired Brock, David Brock, and you may know the name, the worst. Probably the worst human being in the country. He's horrible. Okay? They've got Media Matters. They've got all the liberal organizations lined up. Bob Bauer, former White House counsel under Obama. He's going to have a leadership role. On and on and on and on. The Washington Post just names the whole crew and said this is a SWAT team that are going to go to the defense of the Bidens. And it's true. I knew that there was organizational stuff going on. Now, the key to this for the Bidens is to get the media on board, which will not be hard. But then you got to go, why is the Washington Post outing them? And I can't answer that question. Maybe they're nervous there. I know economics are bad at the Washington Post and the New York Times. Okay? Maybe they're nervous. And they said, yeah, maybe we got to do a few stories that are not all pro-Biden. That could be, but I'm just guessing.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So I'm going to play you a soundbite from November 9th. Joe Biden in a press conference. Go.
We've done all this while lowering the federal deficit in the 2 years by $1.7 trillion. Let me say it again. $1.7 trillion. No administration has ever cut the deficit that much. And reducing the federal deficit is one of the best things we can do to lower inflation.
Okay. So that's, again, a bogus analysis because he's taken it from COVID, where there was massive spending. Everybody got a check because of COVID. That's where they take that and they say, we're not doing it anymore, so the deficit drops. It's so dishonest, I can't even tell you. But here are the stats, and they just rolled in. So last month, November, The same month he said that, the federal deficit widened to $249 billion. Okay? A record. Never been higher. See? You see what this man does? They are spending so much money, and that, of course, keeps fueling inflation. Now, with the Republicans taking over the House, I expect that's going to stop. But Biden is just a charlatan. He just doesn't tell you the truth. And yeah, does he know the truth? No, he doesn't. He doesn't know anything. He just says what's put in front of him. But that still, he's responsible. All right, I don't know when Biden's going on vacation, but I hope it's tomorrow. You're not going to see him much until January 23, but I don't know exactly when he's going. The House, last day is Friday, this coming Friday. Then they're gone. The Senate, December 22nd. They work longer. I don't know why, and there won't be many senators around. Believe me, they'll be going back home. Okay, this is a story now. A lot of people hate Joe Biden, despise him. Personally, I don't. Okay? I just think he's the second worst president of all time, based upon his first 2 years in office. And here it is, right here. So now we have another surge of migrants at the border, centered around El Paso, Texas. 3-day average of 2,460 migrants every day crossing in now. Now, okay, nobody can handle it. And Biden does nothing, nothing. And the Mexican military, according to local reports out of El Paso, the Mexican military are now escorting migrants to the border. The Mexican military, under Trump, they were stopping the migrants. Now they're escorting. Now, Biden could get impeached on this all day long if Republicans controlled the House and Senate, but they don't. But this is impeachable because Biden is sworn to uphold the laws of the United States. That's his oath of office. And he will not enforce border law, immigration law. He will not do it for reasons I mentioned at the top of the broadcast. Trump, new poll, USA Today, 1,000 registered voters, Democrat 34, Republican 32, Independent 28. That's a fair sample. Do you want Donald Trump to run for president in 24? Yes or no? Yes, 25. No, 69%. Do you want Joe Biden to run for reelection? Yes or no? Yes, 23, lower than Trump. No, 67. Republicans only. I want Trump to run and continue the policies he pursued in office, 31%. I want Republicans to continue the policies of Trump, but with a different nominee, 61%. Okay, that's USA Today poll. It's not a great poll, but it's my job to report it to you. So the question is, can Donald Trump make a comeback? All right, can he make a comeback? There's no doubt that his power is diminished, that he has lost support. No doubt about it. I know people believe what they want to believe, but that is the fact. Jack, can he make a comeback? If you look at the countries of Brazil and Italy, Berlusconi in Italy, Lula in Brazil, anybody can make a comeback if they're well known. Now, Donald Trump can make a comeback in my humble opinion. He can. But he's got to do a couple of things. The first thing he has to do is button it for about 3 months. Don't say anything. Don't invite anybody to dinner. Play golf. You know, do your opinions. You can have opinions. You're back on Twitter. But they've got to be policy opinions. Okay? But basically, low, low, low key. As things get worse next year, and they will, Trump's profile will raise if he does not continue craziness. People will forget about the dinner with Yi or whatever his name is. They'll forget about that. I don't think anything's going to come of this documents in the basement. I think it's totally bogus. Yeah, the January 6th committee comes out next week. No one will pay attention to it. So Trump just has to basically tread water for 3 or 4 months. And as things get worse, then people will say, you know, maybe it wasn't so bad. Then when he starts his active campaign, it's got to be all policy. If he goes back to the election, he's doomed. Doomed. Now, he can comment on Twitter. He can comment on the corruption, the FBI and Twitter. He can comment on Joe and Hunter Biden. But keep it authoritative. You know, I've told the president, suggested to the president, you know, it's not, you don't tell a president, you suggest, to study Winston Churchill's comeback in the early 1950s in Great Britain. Everybody thought he was done. Okay, and he was flamboyant like Trump. But he did it. Anyway, my opinion, Trump can make a comeback. Another poll. Are we living in the end of times? Pew Research. 10,000 U.S. adults. Wow. Okay, here it is. Do you believe we are living in the end of times? That means the world's going to end. Yes, 39. No, 58. Religiously affiliated Americans. Yes, 46. No, 51. Christian Americans. Yes, 47. No, 49. Protestants, yes, 55, no, 41. Catholics, yes, 27, no, 70. It's a big split between Catholic and Protestants on this. I don't know whether we're living in the end of times. I'd like to get a little heads up, so I might go to the Caribbean for one last dive trip, but I don't know. So I can't add to this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Smart Life, this is way beyond my capacity to understand anything. It's in the app world, APP world. I'm not in that world. I don't have any apps. I know what an ASP is, A-S-P. It's a snake, and it bit Cleopatra. It's nasty. All right, but I don't know what the app is. However, my staff, which is much younger, as most people are, they say, look, Smart Life, there are four Smart Life apps that we're going to tell you about. So I hope you have a pen and paper handy, okay? First one is Santa's Bag. So it's an app, and it can give you gifts and make your life easier somehow. Fetch Rewards. Now, we already mentioned this in September. You get cash back on purchases. Fetch Rewards, like dog fetch. Third one, PayPal Honey. PayPal Honey, free app, and you can earn rewards and you get all kinds of stuff. And the last one is Slick Deals. One word, Slick Deals app. And it crowdsources something. I don't know what crowdsources is. So you're just talking to a Luddite here, okay? I have no idea. I'll never have an idea. It's beyond me. I got books stacked up to here that I read. I don't have time for apps, all right? But my staff, again, says this is Smart Life. If you go there, you'll save money, and it'll be good for your soul or something. Okay, we got a mail segment and a final thought. Final thought's a little provocative tonight. You know me, I hate to be that way. Here is the final thought of the day. You know, this is the season to be overwhelmed. I got overwhelmed yesterday. I mean, it was just like insane. Every 2 minutes. I mean, I got this, but I don't play around on this. This is people coming in, wanting stuff, asking for stuff, whatever. And it's just ping, 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 ping. And then I got to, you know, organize the holidays here on Long Island. And I got to figure out what to get who and Christmas bonuses for the staff and then the editorial stuff, radio, TV. I'm writing the Killing Book. We'll announce it next week what the title is, the last one. And, you know, you get overwhelmed. So easy solution. Easy solution. Take a walk. Doesn't cost a dime. I take the terror dog out. Even if the terror dog doesn't want to go out, go. Corgi's a little. Take a walk. Doesn't have to be long. Breathe deeply. Don't worry about anything on the walk. Think about stuff that makes you happy. Sing a song. Deck the halls, whatever. That's the way to get things down. Thanks for watching the No Spin News and listening on the radio. We will see you tomorrow.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.